to your Cheshav analysis hat. Lom Rav Yirmiyah ben Elazar, bo re'eit, shalok midas ha-kodesh baruch midas basa v'don. Midas basa v'don is chayiv adam hariga l'malchus, matin lo chakel tov pid, today shalo italis ha-melech. When a person punishes somebody and is going to execute him, so they put a hook in his mouth so he shouldn't curse the king before he's executed. But midas ha-kodesh baruch hu adam is chayiv hariga l'makom. But by the Rabbanu Shel Olam, person's chayiv misa bidei shamayim, and eventually he's killed. Shosek, he accepts it. Shenemar, in the end, he himself will be molded that he deserved what he got. Shenemar lechod dumia tehila. To you, the tehila is a people are quiet. They accept your mishpat. Below old elisha mishabeach. Not only that, but he praises the Rabbanu Shel for punishing him. Shenemar tehila. Below old, Elisha Domelo Kiilu Makriv Korban. It's considered as if he's Makriv himself as a Korban to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Shenemar, Ulecho Yeshulam Neder. Hainu Dom Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Mai Dechsiv Ovre Be'eme Kabocha, Ma'ayon Yishisuhu, Gam Brechos Yate Amore. The Pasuk. Ovre Be'eme Kabocha, Ma'ayon Yishisuhu, Gam Brechos Yate Amore. What does that mean? Ovrei elu b'nei adam sh'ovrim ha'rasonu shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. These are people who transgress the word of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Emek sh'mamikim lohem gehenim, and they deepen gehenim for them. Habacha sh'bochin u'moridin demos, and they cry over their lot. K'mayin sh'oshisim, they cry like a fountain. Gam brochos yatem mora sh'matzdikin aleim esadin. They are matzdik the din on themselves, the omrim lefon of Ribbono Shel Olam, yofa danta, yofa zochisa, yofa chiyafta, yofa tikanta gehenim l'rishoyim, dan edin l'tzadikim. Right? Everything you did is proper, that you judge me properly, and you those who you exonerated was also right, and those that you were mechayev was right, and you were right for making Gehenna for the Rishoyim, Gan Eden for the Tzaddikim. Everything, Lamaisa, is fair, just, and necessary. Rashi. Chaka eitsh poseach piv shlo yochel. Chaka is a hook. But it's a wooden hook that you put in the mouth that you can't guide control. Lachad dumia, it's like muzzle, something like a muzzle. Everybody is quiet and doesn't complain or curse on what they get. Not in this world, the next world. People accept the yisurim they get because they realize it's for their good. Also, dumia shudoma the yisurim domelo kshilum neder. It's like he paid a neder with a carbon. Mayon yishisu kemayon shoshisim. Nekev shevabinyan ha-mizbeach, the shisin were holes in the mizbeach, shenisu chayayin shol safolim yorei l'tocho, when they poured the water, kol hashama, when they poured wine on the mizbeach the whole year. So the wine went into these holes and down into the depths of the earth. Can I remember Lulav Arova? Okay. So it's mashma that people who end up in Gehenim are chozer b'tshuva, and they are matzdik alei misadin. So Mara says, is that really true? Eini, v'omer of Shimon ben Lakish, Rishoyim afilu al pischo shol Gehenna menum chozim b'tshuva. Rishoyim, even when they're on the entrance of Gehenna, they don't do tshuva. Shenemer v'yotzu v'ro b'tigrei ho'anashim ha'poshim bi. Sheposhu lo nemer. It doesn't say that this is tigrei ho'anashim. These are people after they died already. That means you're talking about the neshamas in Gan Eden who are still sinning. Sheposhu lo, it doesn't say in the past tense that they sinned. Right? They continue to be poshim. Not, in other words, they don't change.
But didn't we learn after one leaves this world?
Lo kasher. Haba poshi Yisrael, haba poshi Yisrael. Says that there's a difference between poshi Yisrael and poshi Yisrael. Right? Poshi Yisrael, after they die, realize they did something wrong, and they're happy about the onus that they get. And poshi Yisrael don't change. It's part of their metzias. It's not that they have bechira after they die. But it's part of their metzias, and therefore they don't change. They're the same mistakes that a person had in this world go with him to the next world. Rashi, Haposhim be adayim. There's still poshim in the present. Vafilu b'shas tolosim v'yoshim. Even when even when they're burning and they're rotting, they're still poshim be. Okay. So now the Gemara says the difference between poshe Israel and poshe Ovdikochavim. Poshe Israel who be ikar are good, and the Yisurim, are there to be mechaper on them, so they're mechabel. The Yisurim biava. They're able after everything is burnt away from them, the initial intrinsic good comes out. By a goy, the good is not intrinsic, and therefore a goy who's a posheya, his whole metzias is no good. So it remains like that after he dies too. Hachinami mistabra. It makes sense to make this difference. In Cain, Kasher the Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish. If you don't make this distinction between Poshe Israel and Poshe of Dekochavim, then there's a Kasher on Reish Lakish on Reish Lakish. Dom Reish Lakish, Poshe Israel ain't or Gehenim shall let this bohem. Poshe Israel, the or of Gehenim, doesn't have any power over them. So what's it called? Kavachom Mizbeach Hazov. When we learn from the Mizbeach Hazov, Ma Mizbeach Hazov, Shein Olav Alakaovi Dinner Zohav, the Mizbeach HaZov only had a very thin coating of gold on it, and it didn't get burnt up. It remained all many, many years throughout the whole time that Beis HaMikdash existed. Poshe Yisrael Shemaleim Mitzvahs Karimam, Poshe Yisrael, who are full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate, has seeds. Shenemar Kepela Harimam Rakaseich. Those that are empty in Klal Yisrael are still full of mitzvahs. That the fire of Gehenim shouldn't have any shlita over them. Right? So the Chora, here Reish Lakish says that Yidden don't go to Gehenim altogether. And here it says over in Imekabacha that they do go into Gehenim. Elohadach Siv over in Imekabacha. Right, the Jews are designated to Gehenna, but they avoid it. They don't end up going there. Right, in other words, the pasuk that says Ovrei be'emek habacha as Jews who are fit for Gehenna but don't end up in Gehenna, because we'll see in 1 second why, and therefore the or of Gehenna doesn't have shlita over them, and they are matzdik es adin. And the next pasuk that says that Rishoyim, afilu v'pischo shol gehenim, enam chozrim, that's what's our poshim be, that's talking about goy. The Yossi Avram Avinu, masik luhu, mekabel luhu, right, Avram Avinu doesn't let Jews go into gehenim. So that's what Reish Lakish said, that or shol gehenim is not shole, because Avram Avinu saves them. But l'maisa, there are Jews who are designated for gehenim. Bar mi Yisrael, shabal basovi kochavim, the mashcha or loss of loma v'shakrele, except for a Jew who lives with a goya, and then spiritually his orla gets extended, and Avram doesn't recognize him as a Jew, and the svarim say that mamaisa people need to get into Gehenna, right? There are rishoyim who need that Gehenna. Avram doesn't let them in, but l'chora sometimes that's not good for the person. He needs that tikkun. So they take the orlas of little children who die, and they put them on the people who need Gehenim so they can get in, and that way, what's it called, Avram Avinu lets them in. What all that means, I have no idea, but that's what it says. Okay. Why would Avram Avinu want to prevent people from going to Gehenim when it's good for them? Right? And why would putting an orla of somebody else on the guy, right, let Avram put him in or whatever? It's obviously not to be taken literally. And what it means, I'm not sure. Okay. Maskif lor of Kahana. Hasha the Amris Haposhim, Depashi, Ba'asli, right? You're translating Haposhim to mean who continuously sin, right? And are still sinning. Not past, but present. Elamiata, the Siv Hamotzi, Vahamale, the Masiku, the Mafiku, right? L'chora, when it says in the Torah, Hamotzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, Hamal Eschem, in the present, it doesn't mean that he's taking them out of Mitzrayim now. It means I took you out. Hamotzi means the one who took you out in the past. So why isn't Haposhim the ones who sinned in the past? It's not a constant present. The hay turns it into an over. Ha-poshim, those who were posheya. Ha-motzi, I took you, the one who took you out in the past. Right? Ha-chinami, the pashim. Well, there's no raya of ham from ha-poshim be that they continue to sin. It means that they at one time sinned. So the whole question to begin with that Rishoyim Afilo Apischa Shal Gehenna Meinam Choser is no kasher. Could be they are choser, but they were posheya in the past. The imkain the hard the Reish Lakish but posheya Yisrael Mokiva lahai kro dechiv the Asham lo sichbe the Isham lo sichbe kasher didei avidei. You're saying that the pasuk that says that. The fires of Gehenna will not be put out for the people who go in there, and you don't distinguish between Goyim and Yidden. And that pasuk spoken by Goyim, then there's another problem. There's another thing that Rish Lakish said that contradicts that. That Rish Lakish says the fire of Gehenna has no power over Jews, and here it says that the fires won't be extinguished. That that does have power. But by soys, not talking about Jews, talking about Goyim. The lo mevashaker and enu makiro. Avram doesn't recognize the person whose orla is extended because he lived with the goy. Shehu Yehudi de Marshar Lasso, the Domalo Kamisheno Nimo. It's like he wasn't Nimo. Okay, and again here, it's not physical, it's spiritual. The Om Rabbi Yirmiyah, Hamotzi Vamala, Hamotzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, V'chein Hamal Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, means I did it in the past. So Haposhim also means those that sinned in the past. The Pashi B'chaye, who sinned in the past during their lifetime. The Om Rabbi Yirmiyah, Bar Elazar, Shlosha Psachim Yesh L'Gehenna, Echad Bamid, there's three openings, three entrances to Gehenna. And this also doesn't mean literally. They are, Gehenna, just like Gan Eden, is a physical place also, according to some, and it's also a spiritual place. So, and the physical place corresponds to the spiritual place, but it isn't the spiritual place. So just like there are entrances to the physical place, the entrances to the physical Gan Eden and Gehenna, there are spiritual entrances also connected to that. So one is in Echad B'Midbar, one is in the desert, the Echad B'Yam, and one is in the sea, the Echad B'Yerushalayim, and one is in Jerusalem. And I think the Marsha points out that the world is split into three different categories. There's deserts, there's seas, and there's a place that's populated areas. And the greatest population is Eretz Yisrael, and the greatest population in Eretz Yisrael is Yerushalayim, not most number, but most important. Most important population in the world is in Yerushalayim. So therefore, the Midbar has one entrance to Gehenna, the Yam has another, and in others, the world is all covered, all the different parts of the world where people could possibly be temporarily or permanently are covered with a Pesach of Gehenna. There's a Gehenna a person get wherever he lives. It's not limited to populated areas, not limited to people who are sailors, and it's not limited to people who cross the desert. But Midbar Dersi, Vayerdu Heim V'chol HaShohem Chayim Sha'ola. By the Midbar was Waikorah. It says they went through an entrance into Gehenna that opened up underneath them. It was in the Midbar. Vayam Dersi, Mibet and Sha'ol Shavasi, Shimata Koli. By Yonah, it says that he went into the depths of Sheol with the whale, and the Rabban Shem heard him. So you see that there's an entrance in the Yam. Yerushalayim deceived Nu Hashem Asher Or Lo B'Tzion, the Tanur Lo B'Yerushalayim. There's an oven in Yerushalayim. That's the entrance to Gehenna. Rashi. B'Mibet and Sheol Yonah ben Amitai Komerle. That was what Yonah said when he was in the depths of the sea, that there was an entrance to Gehenna there. The Tana Devei Rabbi Yishmael, Asher Or Lo B'Tzion Ze Gehenna. The Tana Lo B'Yishmael Ze Pischo Shel Gehenna. The Ur, I guess it is what you call it, is the fire, that's Gehenna, and the Tanur is the entrance to Gehenna, in Yerushalayim. Where it says, the Suleka, there's no more entrances. The Suleka, the Amra Merion, Amra Bishub and Levi, the Amri Lo Tana Rabba Bar Merion, Bidvei Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, right? That Rabba Bar Merion said this in the Brisa. Dvei Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai is like what's it called? The Safra Dvei Rav. The in different Bate Medrashos, they put together brises, just like Rav Chiya and Rav Oshia put together the brises into the Tosefta. So the different Tanoim put together brises, compiled brises in their Beis Medrash. And Rav Yochanan Zakkai was one of them. He compiled a set of brises in his Beis Medrash. So Devei Rav Yochanan Zakkai, Rashi says, Brisa Shinistra of a Beis Medrasho, Kein Tosefta Shesidra Rav Chiya Rav Oshia. Just like the Tosefta is a compilation of brises that was put together by Rav Chiya and Rav Oshia, there were other similar compilation of brises put together in other Bati Medrashos. And Rav Yochanan Zakkai was one of them. Shtei Tmaros Sheish Begay Ben Hinom, Va'ola Ashem Bimeinehem, V'zu Shishoninu Tzinei Harbarzal Ksheros, V'zu Yipischa Shogehem. Right, there are two palm trees in the valley of Ben Hinnom, and there's smoke that comes out from between them, and these palm trees grow lulavim that the leaves of the lulav don't overlap. The top of one ends where the bottom of the next one, different kind of lulav, it has one layer of leaves, not overlapping leaves, and they're kosher. That kind of lulav is kosher. As long as they don't overlap, but they meet. The top meets the bottom of the other one. And that is the Pesach of Gehenna. Where it says, Dil Mahayim, Yerushalayim. That's the one that's in Yerushalayim. Gay Ben Hinnom, the valley of Ben Hinnom is in Yerushalayim. So that's the entrance that was in Yerushalayim. It's not a new entrance. Not that there's four entrances. Rashi. Tzinei Dekalim Sherim Lelula. Omer Yeshua Ben Levi. Sheva Shemos Yeshua Gehenna. There's seven names to Gehenna. I think the Marsha says that means there are seven levels in Gehenna. Shiva Maduros Gehenna, just like there's Shiva Rakiyim, the other side. Right? And again, it doesn't mean seven levels in distance, but it's different dimensions. So there are different dimensions of Gehenna, and each dimension has a different name. Or the seven names represent the different functions of Gehenna. Right? Why people get to Gehenna, why they need Gehenna, or whatever. So the seven names to Gehenna, the Elohim, Sheol, the Avodon, right? Sheol is the nether world. Avodon is destruction. Be'er Shachas is the well of destruction. Ubor Sheon, the pit of also the Sheon is also destruction. The Titiyon and the what's it called? The quicksand. The Tzalmoves and the shadow of death. The Eretz HaPachtis, the lower land, and here those are all the seven names. Sheol Dichsiv, Mibetin Sheol Shavasi, Shimata Kol. Yonah said he referred to the entrance of Gehenna. Sheol Avodon Dichsiv, Hayisuper Bekever Chazdecha, and Munosko BaAvodon. Will people in the grave speak of your Chesed, and will your Emuna be what's it called? Be spoken about in Avodon in Gehenna. Be'er Shachas Dechsiv, Ki Lo Sazov Nafshi L'Sheol, you won't make me go down into Sheol, which is Gehenna. Lo Sitein Chassid Chaliro Shachas, you won't let your Chassidim see Shachas, which is Gehenna. U'bor Sheon, V'titai Hiyon, are on the same Pasuk, Dechsiv, V'yaleini Mi'bor Sheon, he lifted me out of Bor Sheon, which is Gehenna, Mi'tit Hiyon, from this quicksand. V'tzalmoves Dechsiv, Yoshvei Choshech V'tzalmoves, right, the people who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. The Eretz HaTachtis Gemaravu. In Eretz Tachtis there is no Pasuk, but it's a Mesorah that's another name for Gehenna, Eretz HaTachtis. Where it says the Suleka, there are no other names for Gehenna. The Ha'ika Gehenna. Ha'isa Gehenna has a eighth name, it's called Gehenna. Where it says no. Ge Sha'amuka Sha'akol Yorid Lal Iskehinam. Gehenna is not a name, it's a description. It's not a name. Gehenna, it's called Gehenna, not because that's the name of it, but it's a description. It's the gay, it's the valley that's deep, that everybody goes there because of Iske Hinam. Either Hinam is a, can be interchanged with Chinam, for things that are worthless, sins, that have no real benefit to them, or Hinam is Gili Arayis. Rashi says, Iske Hinam is Arayis. And the Eger says, what's it called? It's also a thing. Zocharnu es hadoga, shenocha b'mitzrayim chinam, referred to Arayis, to the fact that they were married to their incestuous relatives, So the word chinam has a hint to the word arayas. And chinam and chinam, the hay and the ches interchange. Bo'ika tifte. Gehenim is also called tifte. The sea, ki aruch me esmo tifte. Right? From yesterday, in other words, from the beginning of creation, Gehenim has already been set up. Where it says, ha-kahul, same thing. It's not a name. It's a description. Shekol ha-mispata b'yitzro yipol sham. Whoever lets his Yetzer Hara get the better of him and seduce him falls into Gehenna. Okay, Gan Eden. Now, what's it called? Gan Eden, since we're speaking about Gehenna, so we'll speak a little bit about Gan Eden. Omri Shlokesh, Im Beretz Yisrael, who? Beisha'on Pisco. If Gan Eden corresponds to somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, the physical Gan Eden is somewhere in Eretz Yisrael, corresponding to the spiritual Gan Eden, then it's in Beisha'on. That's where the Pesach is. The Pesach, the Gan Eden, that corresponds to the spiritual Pesach, if it's in Eretz Yisrael, it's in Beis She'an, because the fruit there is very good. And Gan Eden, the physical Gan Eden in this world, had very nice fruit that Adam Arishon was allowed to eat, except for the Eitz Hadas. The in Barabia, if it's in Arabia, Beis Gram Pischo. Then the Pesach is Beis Gram, which is also very luscious fruits. In Bein HaNaharasu, if it's between the rivers, around the Euphrates, do maskan in Pisco. Okay. In Bavel, Abaye mishtabach v'teri demavri yamina. In Bavel, Abaye used to praise the fruits of Aver yamina, the right side of the Euphrates. I think that's the Euphrates in Bavel. Rava mishtabach v'teri deharpania, and Rava used to praise the peros in Harpania. Titiyon, who refesh litboabo. That's mud that you sink into. I guess quicksand. Ubalaz, tank. Ustam tit hainusheroi labinyan. Stam mud you don't sink in. Stam mud you build with. But this mud is mud that you sink into. Shachas ube'er, shachas chadamilsehi. Shachas and be'er, shachas are all one thing, so it's not considered two different names. Al iske hinam arayas tifte gehenim d'chsi ba'ukra midurta eish ve'etzim harbe. Right, that it's a bonfire. So tifte is lechor another name for gehenim. It's more than seven names. Shemar says no, it's not a name. It's a description of the people who go there. It's not describing gehenim. It's describing the people who end up in gehenim. Beis She'an pischo shepeirosa mesukim mikol Eretz Yisrael. If this physical Gan Eden is in Eretz Yisrael, then its entrance is in Beis She'an, because the fruit of Beis She'an is sweeter than all the other parts of Eretz Yisrael. Mishtabach v'peres Eber Yamina, Mishtabach v'peres shall Eber Hanor Pras, yeah, the Euphrates, Bidromo. The southern bank of the Euphrates has tremendously luscious fruit.